AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Heat advisories and warnings up from the deep south to the northeast today. Temperatures will be in the mid to high 90s, high humidity. Perfect conditions for heat-related issues, says the National Weather Service's Bruce Sullivan.
Some heat illnesses are possible, so we tell most people to avoid working for long periods in the sun or in poorly ventilated areas. And certainly if you have to be outside, you need to drink plenty of fluids.
Strong high pressure dome over the south central part of the country, the reason for the heat wave, which should linger in some areas until midweek. Sullivan says it's also bringing clouds and rain to the southwest in California.
We could again see some pretty heavy showers and thunderstorms across parts of mainly western Arizona and especially southern California.
5 years after the Obama administration promised to act swiftly to permanently plug unused oil and gas wells in the Gulf of Mexico, the Associated Press has learned that even more shafts are lingering for longer periods with only temporary seals. AP's Jeff Don reports.
Comparing 2010 to now, there are now 3,576 of the temporarily sealed wells that have been in that condition for more than a year. 25% more. The more they linger that way, the more likely it is that they will leak.
Close to 1,900 wells have been under temporary seal for more than 5 years. Members of the Ku Klux Klan rallied for the Confederate battle flag outside the State House, Columbia, South Carolina, while members of Black Educators for Justice staged their own demonstration at another part of that campus Capitol complex.
All the money that brought you here,
both the police arrested five people. 23 others needed medical attention. Emergency says most of that was for heat. This is AP Radio News. More formerly secret legal papers about Bill Cosby have been made public. Shirley Smith has a story.
A published report says Bill Cosby gave sworn testimony a decade ago that he paid women to keep their affairs from his wife. He also suggested that he was skilled at understanding nonverbal cues for sexual consent and called one of his accusers a liar. The New York Times reported the revelations after obtaining a copy of a transcript from a deposition that Cosby gave. It involved a lawsuit filed by a former Temple University employee who alleges Cosby drugged and molested her. That case was eventually settled on confidential terms. I'm Shirley Smith.
The third round of the British Open is underway. Leader Dustin Johnson and 38 other golfers finally finishing their rain and wind-delayed second rounds yesterday evening. That third round will be today at St. Andrews. The final round is now set for tomorrow. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.